Good morning, Mark.
Oh, morning, Simon.
How did you sleep?
Actually, pretty well, all things considered.
You're still here, then?
Yes, well, evidently.
Here's your present. It's an anti-snoring chin strap for the man who has almost everything.
Was I snoring? I don't really remember much beyond several Japanese whiskies, and it was all right. The Midnight Mass thing was fine, wasn't it?
Well, the less said about that, the better, I feel. The Reverend will be sending the bill for the deep clean of the font to your home address. And when you stood up to shout, "It's the death of narrative theology," I think that was the low point.
I need to warn you that my home address is now your home address. I've been there for long enough that I think I've changed postcodes.
Yes. The lady in the van who never moves. Anyway, it's Christmas Day.
Is it Christmas Day?
Yo-ho. The spirits have done it all in one night. They can do anything they like. Of course they can. Of course they can.
Fantastic. What time are the family coming?
Well, child one and family land at Heathrow at 8 a.m. So I'll be off to pick them up shortly. And then I need to check on Simon Cratchit, Hannah and Tiny Flynn and her crutches. Very strange. Yeah, they're all working on the podcast ledgers by candlelight today, naturally. Darkness is cheap, and I like it.
I will be out of your hair soon.
No, you won't. You will not.
No, I'm going to try.
No.
I mean, I don't know how, because
like,
I think there
move.
Are no trains.
Yes.
And I'm sure that there are no buses, but I will figure it out. Don't worry about me. I will be gone, like a turkey in the corn.
Well, you're more than welcome to stay.
I know you don't mean that, and so I won't take you up on it.
Before you go, should we go through some of the Christmas Morning Post? Because despite everything, our postie has delivered this morning.
Can I just say, I'm astonished that you've got post on a Christmas day. That is amazing. So yes, let's go through it.
Well, we have a Christmas special of questions, schmestions. I feel as though, in the spirit of interfaith unity on Christmas Day, we should still have our particular intro for this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Can we have that?
That's really cleared my head.
Sorry, but it's just all right.
Play
over.
It again. In that case, because you can never hear it too many times.
Okay.
Play it again.
Just don't talk over it.
All right.
Questions.
There you go. So very good. Festive question smestions. This from Marcus
Festive
Sprenkel.
Festive smestive.
What was the one Christmas present that you wanted as a child but never got? Well, and I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Because I still haven't got over the fact that despite the fact I made it very...
How old are you now? 84?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I made it very, very clear to my parents on two occasions that what I wanted for Christmas is one, a Johnny 7, which is a machine gun with seven different guns in it. I can't imagine why they didn't give it to me, but I wanted a Johnny 7.
It's a machine gun with seven...
It's a gun with seven different guns enclosed within it.
I don't understand what you mean, like a Transformers of guns.
No, it was just like a big gun, and then on the side there'd be another gun. I mean, I don't know, because I never got one.
And also, it's particularly ironic since you are particularly anti-firearms.
Yeah, but when I was
when
in primary school, I wanted
a
Johnny 7. Plus, the other thing I wanted...
Yeah, go on.
A chopper bike.
Oh, yeah.
With the upright handlebars and the gear stick in the middle. I mentioned it so many times. Did I get it? No.
I wasn't allowed a chopper bike because it was explained to me that they were very, very dangerous. Because
why?
They were designed in a way that was completely mad. The backs, the thing with the seat rest so that you would lean backwards, which is completely wrong for a bike. The fact that there was a big wheel and a small wheel, which is completely wrong for a bike. The fact that the gear changing stick was on the bar in the middle, which was just appeared to be put there to do irreparable damage
to your
downstairs area.
I think that's a way of just getting around the fact that your parents were too tight, like mine.
Okay.
And also, they feared that you might grow up to be a Hell's Angel.
Well, arguably.
Yes.
Okay, so mine was,
and
I never got it, and there's a very good reason I didn't get it. I wanted a Shadow Interceptor. You know, from UFO, yes, the Gerry Anderson thing. But I wanted a white one.
Do, 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 do.
No, that's it? Joe 90.
Oh, yeah. It's all, it all blurs.
UFO is da, 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 da. You know,
if you say so.
Women on the moon with purple hair.
I like it.
And I said I want a white one because there were, if you bought the dinky toy of it, they came in this green colour, which was really, really annoying because they're not green on the moon, they're white. And there was a kid at school who insisted that he had a white one. And I'd never seen a white one. Whenever you bought it, when you bought the box, there was a picture of a white one on the front, and then it said, colour of toy may vary.
That's like when you buy what you think you've bought, black underpants, and you take it out of the packet and they're purple.
Has that happened to you?
Well, you know, I'm just saying. Colour may vary.
It's a very specific...
Very specific thing. Memory.
Okay. Anyway, so my parents didn't buy me a white one. And do you know why? They didn't exist. All of the dinky toy UFO interceptors were green because some maniac at Dinky Toys had decided that kids wouldn't buy a white spaceship, which is the colour of it in UFO, but they would only buy a green one. So consequently, the kid at school who told me that he had a white one was lying. Years later, I found a specialist toy collector who bought green shadow interceptors, took them apart, painted them white.
That's all you need.
And then sold them, and I bought one of those from him. So I do now have a white one, but I never had one as a kid.
Also, aren't you supposed to pronounce it UFO?
No, UFO.
Where did the UFO business come from?
For idiots.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Remember that year where you had to get a white Transformer? That was the ultimate Christmas present.
Transformer...
As in the
robot
Transformer
toy.
Robot toy, yeah. And the key thing was to get a white Transformer.
Oh, okay. But is that like Jingle All the Way? I have to get a Turbo Man.
Yes,
and if you didn't get it, you were a bad parent.
Exactly. Okay. I'm so glad those days are long
gone.
Jane Stead, Japanese whiskey as his Christmas tipple, or does Mark switch it up for the season? If so, with what? And Simon, what's your Christmas tipple? So a bit later on, just assuming you're still here.
I'll be gone.
I think you said that last night. But anyway, what would be if I can find an Aldi or a Lidl or a corner shop?
It's open on Christmas Day.
Still open. What would be your absolutely perfect?
Well, I to be honest with you, I do think the Japanese whiskey is still the favorite. Although if you're doing festive, there's always that moment in Christmas when somebody says, "Would you like a mulled wine?" And you go, "It's Christmas," and then you have a mulled wine and you go, I don't like mulled wine.
Oh, no, I do like mulled wine.
Oh, do you?
The danger is that you just don't realise quite how much alcohol you're drinking because it all smells so lovely and tastes lovely.
I do. A glass of port with some vegan cheese, because vegan cheese has really stepped its game up.
Okay, if you say so.
A glass of port with vegan cheese is fine, but if we're just on the Nika days, I'll be fine.
I think I'm going to vote for Bollinger.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had that thing, Black Velvet, which is fizz and Guinness?
Yeah, it just seems like a waste of fizz and a waste of
Guinness.
But it was a hit for Alana. Alana Miles had a hit with Black Velvet.
And that little boy smile.
That's the one. But why would you pour champagne and Guinness together? Why would you do that? They're both respectable. So anyway, I'm...
But that's right, but I'm not making that up, am I? That was a thing. Black Velvet was a thing.
Yeah. But anyway, if you've got a bottle of Bollinger, then you're not going to be putting Guinness in it, are you?
Bollinger, excuse me, Bollinger is champagne, right?
Yeah, it's just like Bolly. Expensive.
Fine,
so.
Okay.
And very nice.
I mean, I would always just say, just give me a Prosecco because I can't tell the difference.
Prosecco's horrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll serve some later and then you can it just tastes like thin, weedy feebleness.
No, I disagree. I think a glass of Prosecco is nice.
Well, you're wrong though.
Right, I'll have a half a shandy then.
Cheap date. Trippy Trellis says, are there any Christmas traditions you avoid? We don't eat roast Christmas dinners, for example. I make a huge Anglo-Indian feast.
Oh, wow.
Which sounds absolutely splendid.
Well, we're coming round your house. Well, I mean, because...
You're already round my house.
No, I was saying to Trippy Trellis.
Oh, no, we'll all go round to Trippy's.
Trippy's house, okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'll start with this one. So obviously, because we're... vegetarian, in my case, pescatarian, fish and chipocrit, as Richard Hawley says, and vegan household. So when we do Christmas lunch, it's all vegan now. So, but actually, you could have a fantastic Christmas because it's all the bit of Christmas dinner that you like. It's the roasted vegetables and
the trimmings.
Potatoes and the trimmings and the gravy and all that stuff. And you just stuff your face with it, and you absolutely don't notice that you're not doing turkey, which I never liked anyway, really.
I like the bread sauce the most.
Yeah, bread sauce is lovely. Yeah, yeah. So, but all those things. There's a thing now which you can get, which is I think it's called something like beet Wellington, and it's like a beef roast, but it's a beetroot where the beef would be.
That's a very.
It's very, very niche, but it's actually oddly nice. But I could just, if you just roast potatoes and gravy.
And then the next day you go to the toilet and you're thinking, oh, I need to call my GP. Oh, no, it's all right. I had beetroot last night.
Thank you for that image, which will now haunt me for the rest of the holiday.
Mark Streven. But I was just thinking, Trippy, I don't think there are any traditions that we avoid. We might miss them out. I think we're going to watch the King's Speech a bit later just because it's the King's Speech.
Yeah.
And we haven't had one since the movie.
I'll tell you a tradition which we avoided once. So we had Christmas lunch and it was really lovely and it was all, you know, vegetables and all that stuff. And I liked being useful beforehand, cutting things up. And so we got a whole bunch of stuff and we put it in the oven. We did it and everybody ate and drank and it was all very, very nice. And about 4 or 5 days later, one of the kids said, we didn't have sprouts at Christmas this year. And Lynn said, yeah, we had sprouts.
Crunchy sprouts.
Yeah, we have sprouts and, you know, Dad cut them up. And I went, I'm sure I remember preparing them. Still in the oven.
Oh, I see.
5 days. It was like literally like little diamonds of coal. I had just been there.
Crispy sprouts.
Cooking crispy sprouts.
Stephen Fry.
You could have used them for your Johnny Seven gun.
Yes, could have fired them. 5 days in the oven.
5 days in the oven.
Slow roast. Mark Strevens, possibly Strevens, does Simon make time to watch the Mighty Spurs over the festive period?
Are the Mighty Spurs different to Spurs?
I'll ignore that. I don't know is the answer to that. I probably won't be watching them unless I'm trying to escape everybody.
Have they had a good year?
A reasonable half season, I think.
Okay.
Interestingly poised. Still in the Champions League, you know.
So are we halfway through?
Well, it stopped for the World Cup.
Oh, right. So when is the football season is usually when?
Like August it starts and then finishes about April, May time.
Okay, so it goes through
the festive period.
Right.
But not this year.
Because of the World Cup.
Of the FIFA World Cup, indeed. Anyway, so I probably won't watch football, I suspect, anyway. Steve Harris, does Mark justify making the family sit around and watch The Exorcist on Christmas Day by saying, it's a religious film for a religious time of year, isn't it? And it's got a child in it.
Yeah, no. Oddly enough, you know, in the same way that I've never forced you to watch The Exorcist and you never will watch it because you think the joke is funnier if you don't watch it.
Yes.
I have always been very cautious about subjecting any member of my family to The Exorcist. And in fact, one member of my family still hasn't seen it, not because it's a big deal, but they haven't. Child two said at one point, you know, when he was an adult, he's an adult now, okay, I want to watch The Exorcist. And I said, okay, you sure? Because we have to do this, you know, properly. And then we sat down and we watched it and he just thought it was amazingly good. But it's not something that I would ever casually put on. It has to be, it's the same with Jeremy. But I'm the only person in my family who's seen Jeremy. And I have 3 DVDs of Jeremy. But no one's ever seen, because it's not something that I can relax watching with other people, because I would worry what they would think.
They might think it's really rubbish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or they might just think it's not very good. Or, you know, and then...
That would be crushing.
That would be crushing, okay. Yes, exactly.
So, Steve, thank you for your question. The answer to that is no. Eileen, finally, there are loads of movies set at Christmas, but what are your favourite movies set at New Year?
We talked about this, didn't we? Have you seen Strange Days, the Catherine Bigelow film? I think you have, because I think you might have interviewed, when we were at Radio 1 together,
I don't think so.
I think, did you not interview Catherine Bigelow, or did I interview Catherine Bigelow? I think
you might have done.
See, I was thinking about this time last year. Strange Days is a movie which is ripe for reappraisal. And it's, you know, it's a kind of, you know, it's an epochal new year. And also there are things about that film that are very dark and very controversial. But it stars Ralph Fiennes. And about a year ago, I was talking to Ralph Fiennes about Strange Days. And I said to him, have you seen it recently? And he said, no, I haven't seen it, you know, for years, but I really liked making it. And I really enjoyed working with Catherine Bigelow. And I said, you know, you should do yourself a New Year's Day treat, which is that you should watch Strange Days. And he said, actually, I will. And I don't know whether he did. I don't know whether he was just being polite, but he said he was going to go back and watch it again.
You need some food. I can hear your
stomach. I was trying to pretend that wasn't me, actually.
No, it was definitely.
Was it? I've got emergency nuts.
Every time you say Catherine Bigelow, in my head I hear, you're just a Bigelow. And everywhere I go, just playing. Are you having emergency nuts for Christmas breakfast?
Well, you just told me that I need to because you said, you know.
Well, your stomach is
embarrassed
audible.
Me. I'm sorry.
Well, one cashew nut is not going to stop that.
No, but I got sent out with these by the good lady professor, her indoors, on the grounds that it's, you know, it's an emergency protein source.
My favourite New Year's Eve movie would be, although I don't think I'd watch it, is Poseidon Adventure, because there's a new year to remember.
I love that film. I absolutely
love that film. It is New Year,
isn't
it? It does happen at New Year.
Is it New Year? No, it is. I think that's right.
Because they're doing a big countdown.
They are. That's right. It's got one of the best Shelley Winters lines in it, which is the thing about I'm thin in the water. Let me just check whether Poseidon is new. I'm pretty certain it is new. Stop making that noise, you horrible organ.
What we've just heard is Mark discussing, he's shouting at his own body to stop making a noise.
Yeah, but New Year's Eve.
What are you looking at? Yeah.
Poseidon Adventure is New Year's Eve, yeah.
I think Bridget Jones' Diary is New Year's Eve as well. There's some New Year's Eve stuff in there.
Okay.
So, Eileen, thank you very much indeed for that. So, we're going to be back tomorrow, by the way. Well, it might just
I might
be
not
me.
Be. I might be gone.
Well, what do you think the chances of you being gone by tomorrow?
I don't know. What's the super bus to Southampton like?
Yeah, I think that's the number 27. It leaves for, if you go down the bottom of the road, you turn left and then first right. There's a bus stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Bus stop for Tang for Tang Ole Biscuit Barrel. And if you wait there long enough.
Talk with Lim Tim Lim Dim, Lim Tim Fim Blim Ole for Tang Bus Stop Biscuit Barrel.
And if you wait there long enough, the night bus will take you back to Southampton.
If you go out of your house down the road and turn right, and go about half a mile down, there is the best chippy in London.
Well, why don't you go there? Because
it's Christmas Day, they won't be open.
Well, they will be. They'll open up just for you. Anyway, on the off chance that Mark is still here, we'll do another show for you tomorrow. Oh, Mark, happy Christmas, by the way.
Oh, happy Christmas.